So we're going to hear two different aspects of the band. We're going to hear them in our sort of acoustic climb in Studio C, and then we're going to step into Studio A, and as soon as we do, you'll know the difference. But let's start this, Studio C and Wildwood.
All right, this is a song called Sarah Brown.
Not, I'm not here under this pine tree. The balmy air, spring whispers through the sweet grass. Stars sparkle, the whippoorwill calls. Now grievest while my soul lies rapturous. Blessed nirvana of eternal life. Go to the good in the heart of my husband who on our guilty love. Tell him my love for you no more than my love for him. Rot out my destiny through death. I lies rapturous in the blessed nirvana of eternal let my poor heart relax, 'cause
and hopeful, just sitting around waiting for the news. Gotta make those headlines on my own time. And wear out the sole of these traveling shoes. Better yet, cause I found someone to share my days. Perhaps you'll show up in the fine woodwork, and I'll be sure to let you know I still remember your name.
Okay.
All right, this is a song written by the songwriter John Eric Johnson. This is a song called State Line.
Driving over the state line, paying no attention to any of the signs like I did with you. Now I'm moving on. And I was feeling like the color of the day. And early in the morning, not middle of the night. At least I'm moving on. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least I'm moving on. And home is where I'll park my car. Sunrise to sunset. Won't heal many scars that I got from you. At least I'm moving on. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least I'm moving on. Driving over the state line, paying no attention, too much on my mind, unlike you. At least I'm moving on. At
We're going to start off with one of our newer covers. This is a Talking Head song. It's called Heaven.
Local musicians who's been very impressed with Wildwood is Cole Mitchell. And, you know, behind your back, he's been saying some very, very nice things about this group. And one of the things he said is that he has, you know, he's been coming to know you, especially in the last few months. I think, Meredith, he's known you musically since you were a teenager in one way or another. But he said that this is a very different sound coming out of you on this album. And coincidentally, it's called The Other Side.
Yes.
So were you, I mean, you've got to be conscious of what these transitions are. Were you?
Maybe a little bit. I think we had more time. And I think, at least speaking personally, I wanted to work on an album, play a lot of different parts, have the intricacies, layers. But I think a lot of things came out emotionally through the music that might be giving it its sort of feel. I feel like that might be sort of the thread through the album and a different sound.
I also think a lot of people always kept saying we're this pretty acoustic band, that like Americana band or something, but we all like a lot of other type of music and we like playing other stuff. So, you know, we happen to play at restaurants and places where we have to play softer, but sometimes we just want to play loud and different. So it's, you know, we don't just play like little folky music. So I think that was part of it.
Yeah.
I was just kind of not getting tired of it, because it's nice when people say nice things about it, but like, oh, that's Americana folk, that's cool. But, you know, like, there's just different, we just like other things too.
Yeah, and almost being labeled like that makes us want to stretch out a little bit more, I think, and see what else we can do. So the title track, The Other Side, is one of the examples of this stretching that we've been doing, and an example of everything that we're trying to achieve now.
Well, and I think we felt like there was a big discontinuity the way the first album sounded. Like, somebody would listen to that, I'm going to go see them play a show, and then they'd see us play, be like, well, whoa, this is way different.
But wasn't that, I mean, you have been really busy, and you've been playing out as often as you possibly can, not just here, but on the West Coast, and I mean, you're working really hard. Mm. It seems to me that your sound has just been, you know, developing. It's not like you had two different sounds. It's sort of like, when I came to see you, I was shocked to see Alex had a keyboard out, and all of a sudden Stevie Winwood was sitting in with this man. It was like, where did that come from?
I'll take Blind Faith or Traffic or Solar. I'll take that as a huge compliment. Thank you.
I think because we play so much out, that's why we have added different kinds of instrumentation, and I think why the sound has grown, just because we couldn't play the same kind of music that often, you know, once a week, twice a week, 3-hour gigs. We had to keep ourselves interested, and that's where these new sounds came from.
I do think I've encountered a couple people that have listened to the CD and they're like, oh, it's so different. I'm just like, I don't think it's that different, because we've just been doing the same thing. This just happens to be how we sound right now.
Right, and it was one of the points that you guys made, you know, a few weeks ago, was which is that this was not like these songs were not embargoed until the next statement, that a lot of this material you've been working through different orchestrations for a good long while. Now, does what you've done here on The Other Side give you a chance to go back to that first album and some of the earlier work and really change those?
I think
that'll happen.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Songs are a cool little thing, and I think recording at home, you can kind of create this little thing in your house, and it looks great, but it's never done. It's like, you know, and even with this album, I think after a couple months of us getting used to it, I know I'm already thinking, like, oh, I want to try different mic techniques or different amplifiers, and it's You're never content, and it's like you're never done working on the project.
Well, and you're also never done building an audience. You know, there was a period where people were thinking that you shouldn't play out more than once a week anyway, or maybe only every other week, because you don't want to saturate the audience. And it seems like you and a number of other people, at least in the past few years, have been saying that's no way to run a career.
No, exactly.
But you're also, you also had that West Coast tour, a brief one, and it looks like you're revving up to jump out of town more often for like bite-sized tours.
Exactly. Yes. Keep our day jobs and still get out for a few days. It's kind of all we can manage right now. And because we have another tour at the end of the spring, we'll kind of use those as our practice rounds to get ready for those bigger shows and see what it's like again.
Did you introduction anytime? Mm-hmm. Okay. This next one is a song written by John Eric Johnson, who's a local Albuquerque singer-songwriter. He's in a band called The Rivet Gang and Big Sad Guy. And in the winter, we're going to take on a project of re-recording and rearranging some of his songs. This is a song that he did with the band Big Sad Guy. It's called Waiting Anticipating.
I smell the rain, feel the rumble, hear the roar with the thunder. Winter's dead, spring survived. Once dry river veins sprung to life. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I go crazy, singing far across the Texas plains, dancing waves of grain to the rhythm of the train, waiting, anticipating your return.
This is one of the tracks on our new album, The Other Side, and it's called See It Like It Is.
know just what you've done. Cause I've run out of any confidence that there is only
This is another song from our new album, The Other Side, and this track is called Don't Fall For Me. It's kind of the quietest part of the whole album where we just strip everything down. We've got guitar, vocals, and pedal steel.
strip the tree until there's no more bark underneath. Stands our will to live once we lost what we thought we needed, and our will to give.
We also have this Eric Johnson recording project that we're going to take over, so we'll probably hold off on some gigs for a while and really focus on recording.
So you're expecting to release the Eric Johnson tribute album as the next big thing that comes down. I mean, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but you mentioned it during the recording.
I think it's how we're geared.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I would record music every day. I would never release anything because I'd be working on everything constantly.
Yeah, this will be our late fall, winter project, and hopefully we'll have it ready to take with us when we go on the road in the spring.
Now, the bigger sound that goes into the album, since my impression is that there's a catalog of half-written songs that you have, or maybe unwritten songs that you're working through. How does the new production sound on this new record inform where you're going to go with songwriters?
It's pretty liberating to have a song that you're working on or working on parts, and you record it, and then you listen back to it, and you're like, I want to listen to that again, and it causes this really great feedback loop in your head, and it makes you want to work more, but then it makes you want to experiment more. And I know for me, it's like this album was great, and I feel like the recording, we learned a ton just by, you know, getting our hands in it, but it just lines us up to just work even harder on the next one. The other side.
The songwriting will be a lot more collaborative, and I'm sure we'll just start with the sound that we've got on this album and take that to another level. Maybe go back to the first EP and recreate one of those songs with the new instrumentation that we're doing. But we kind of just want a new three-hour set to do. That's like a good goal for us, to keep ourselves interested. Not just changing the songs we already have, but coming up with a whole new repertoire.
And as we learned, or at least as I learned during the summer especially, all three of you were likely to turn up in other ensembles kind of unannounced.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it. Keep it...
And they don't even know either.
Yeah. Musicians are pretty last minute.
Sneak up there with a guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be busy.
Oh, should we introduce it? Okay. This is one of our favorite songs to cover. It's called I Shall Be Released.
Not to blame.
just crying out that he was afraid. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. And any day now, any day now, I shall be
You've been listening to Wildwood in performance from Studio A, from Studio C, and in conversation. Wildwood were and are Meredith Wilder on vocals and electric guitar, Greg Williams on drums, percussion, and harmonica, Alex McMahon on vocals, pedal steel, and electric guitar. I want to recognize our engineers, Ramon Garcia, Marshall Broyles, Eli Willard, yours truly, and Jefferson White, who did camera work for the Studio A session.